The Nazis were very interested in this type of technology, and they learned about it through Tibetan writings and other cultures and other references throughout history. So they spent a great deal of research and resources traveling the world, doing excavations and researching this technology to the point where many believe, and there's some credible evidence that they developed a very primitive form of electrogravitic levitation. It wasn't the Bell wasn't so much a propulsive craft. It just kind of levitated and emitted a tremendous amount of radiation. So it wasn't safe to use, but it proved a proof of concept. And so for your viewers who don't know, I'm sure most of them know if they're interested in the phenomenon. But after the war ended, there was an arms race for the engineers, scientists, and aviators of the Nazi Party. So much so that thousands and thousands of them were dispersed to the United States, the UK, Russia, Australia. All of these countries got some of these scientists and engineers. And what did these countries want with the Nazis? Well, we say it was the rocket programs and stuff. It was more than that. It was a lot more than just propulsion. And so these early scientists became embedded with the very early programs that became NASA, that became the alphabet agencies, that became, all these research institutions. At the fundamental ground level, when those programs and institutions began, they were run and operated by former Nazi engineers and scientists. And so, what is believed by many, including myself, is that they carried on the research that they were researching in Germany during that time. And that research went so deep underground in the United States and the world that it's now so compartmentalized, so separated from institutional government that it's unidentifiable. You can't even figure out who controls what, where, what is happening. But I can say with a great deal of certainty, many of the observed things that people see are mechanical in nature. Not all of them. I don't think all of them, because remember, we're trying to build things that we are mimicking from observation. And we are very good at that. We've proven this time and time again. We are extremely good at being creative and reverse engineering phenomena. And so I think a lot of what's going on is these kind of breakaway groups that have been around for 70 years, 70 plus years, and developed on with invisible financing. Because they've had a long time to develop financial mechanisms to fund and support these organizations. And when people say they can't keep secrets, that's nonsense. That is nonsense. We don't know who killed JFK, a president. So, like, the fact that that they can't keep secrets is ridiculous. And so it's really compartmentalized. Some of it is commercial, some of it is within special classification departments and programs. And so it's separated, and never are the people in the highest authorities brought in on these projects, because those people aren't around for very long. It's the colonels, it's the middle management men and women that are career driven, have developed the networks, and have proven a track of secrecy. It's the men who have served multiple wars and now are contractors for invisible organizations who have no families and friends and are probably slightly sociopathic. And so the only role for someone like that is to work for this, cyclical kind of breakaway group. I know what it sounds like. It sounds crazy, but it's absolute reality.
You know I'm sitting on something. You know I'm sitting on a recording that points in this direction.
Well, What do you want to say about it?
We have to look at certain stories. Like, we have to look back at things like the ARV Flux Liner story from Mama Candlish. I think things like that, that story needs to be revisited. I really would love to be able to put out this small little snippet that I have that I've been sitting on for a little while. And I need to figure out the best way to do that. But like, that's the biggest hint I think I'd be willing to give, is that we have to look back at the ARV Flux Liner. There is a lot more to that, and I think that speaks directly to what you've just been talking about.
That event happened. That air show event occurred. I know that because I've spoken and heard it right from one of the individual's mouths. That did happen. So it goes in line with what I'm saying, that this is real, and that they're the people that I no longer talk to are trying to pose it as something that it's not. It's not an unknown. They know who the gatekeepers are. They know where it is. But I don't like that they're framing it in a way that is inauthentic. And that bothers me, because they know more than I know, and I know enough to know that that's not true.
Right.
And so that bothers me. The Flux Liner, I mean, I've heard some things directly. So I've spoken to individuals. So, whether or not you choose to, I know what audio sample you're talking about. Whether or not you choose to release that, I'll go on record and say I know for a fact that I can validate that that's a real recording that's from this individual, and it's a real take on a real event.
You heard it here first, folks. Maybe we should wrap it up.